Good day, I'm Anjuie James-Solyes with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, February 7. Coming up, CARICOM Review Commission report tabled, plans progressing for construction of new PICA headquarters, and ceremonial opening of Parliament set for February 15. The news in detail after the break.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has tabled the report of the CARICOM Review Commission in the House of Representatives. The report explores, among other things, the establishment of CARICOM in 1973, the vision of Caribbean integration, and the revision of the Treaty of Shagaramas in 2001, intended to establish the Caribbean Single Market and Economy CSME. The report includes 33 recommendations relating to Jamaica's involvement with the regional body going forward. In tabling the report, the Prime Minister said the objective of the report was to undertake a full review of the structures, procedures and practices that have not worked effectively in the national and regional interests.
In order to increase effectiveness, a definitive commitment by all member states to a specific, time-bound, measurable, and verifiable program of action to fulfill all their obligations and complete all requirements for the CSM to be fully established and operational within the next 5 years must be in place.
Prime Minister Holness says he is looking forward to discussing the report with his CARICOM colleague heads of government and to receiving their feedback. National Security Minister Robert Montague says plans for the construction of a new head office for the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, are progressing smoothly. Mr. Montague says the ministry recently received the revised architectural designs for the new building and construction will begin once the plans have been approved by the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation. The new facility is to be built on North Avenue, close to PICA's current head office on Constant Spring Road in St. Andrew.
We have the lands, we have the funds, and we just need the design and the approval to get the staff into a more comfortable surrounding.
The construction of PICA's new head office is among initiatives designed to further improve client service delivery. The Legal Aid Council says it has provided assistance to 36 persons detained during the state of public emergency in St. James. Executive Director of the Council, Hugh Faulkner, in an interview with JIS News, said the information was shared with the Police High Command, the Cornwall Bar Association, and the Office of the Public Defender to prevent any duplication of efforts.
We have a duty to ensure that in the advance towards public safety, the citizens' rights are protected. In many instances, these are persons who would not have the means to afford legal representation. And so whatever we do is not to, you know, undermine any effort, but is just to ensure that the ordinary citizen is equitably, fairly, and humanely treated.
Mr. Faulkner says preliminary reports indicate that the majority of the detainees represented by the Legal Aid Council have been released. And the ceremonial opening of the new session of Parliament will take place next Thursday, February 15, to mark the beginning of the 2018-2019 legislative year. The ceremony, which begins at 11 a.m., will see a joint sitting of the Senate and the House of Representatives. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen is expected to deliver the throne speech, in which he will outline the priority programs and policies to be pursued by the government during the new fiscal year. After the ceremony, the House of Representatives will reconvene at 2 p.m. for the tabling of the 2018-2019 estimates of expenditure by the Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Orly Shaw. The estimates will provide details of how the government intends to spend on recurrent business as well as capital development projects. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James-Solyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.